USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
I'm ready to close it if I have to close it.
President Trump still saying he'll shut down points of entry at the Mexican border if the Mexican government does not stop migrant caravans that are heading towards the United States. Speaking at the White House today with the NATO Secretary General beside him, the president was asked if it was going to be a concern for the U.S. economy if the border was closed.
To me, trading is very important. The borders are very important. But security is what is most important to me. I have to have security.
The Secret Service continues to question a Chinese woman arrested after she was caught carrying malicious software on a thumb drive at the Mar-a-Lago resort while President Trump was there. Staff at the hotel allowed her onto the property because her last name matched that of a member, but quickly became concerned because of her behavior. And this is USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Erickson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
After President Trump says a health care fix should await the next election, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the Senate won't be taking up a new health care bill during this session and says there shouldn't be any rush because if a court strikes down the law, it won't be in the near future.
Well, I don't think that's anytime soon. It's in the court system. Nobody's lost a policy over it. The pre-existing condition, which we all support, every single member of the Senate and both parties, is still in place. And there's no point in pushing a panic button. The court system takes a long time to resolve these issues.
The President's Justice Department joining lawsuits seeking to now invalidate the entire Affordable Care Act or Obamacare. Democrats are urging the Justice Department to keep the law in place. Joe Biden's staffers releasing a list of women they claim support the former VP after a second woman comes forward to claim Biden touched her inappropriately. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Detroit will be hosting the second debate of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary. The Democratic National Committee says that debate will air on CNN on July 30th and 31st. The DNC says it plans to spread the debate out over two nights so viewers can hear from the greatest number of candidates given the huge field. A total of 12 presidential debates are planned. NBC News, MSNBC, and Telemundo will host the first primary debate on two nights in June. Forecasters are still keeping an eye on a low-pressure system off the East Coast that could become a bomb cyclone tonight. They say it's likely too far offshore to cause serious problems, but meteorologists are using the term bomb cyclone to describe a low-pressure system that can strengthen rapidly, like one that hammered the Midwest last month. Rain is expected, though, from the Carolinas into Virginia tonight, maybe into the Mid-Atlantic, and then by late tonight into New England as well. The system forecast to strengthen overnight with the possibility of patchy snow in parts of northern New England. And Whole Foods is rolling out price cuts. The specialty grocer says it will slash prices by 20% on hundreds of items beginning tomorrow. Amazon acquired Whole Foods in 2017. It's targeting shoppers beyond its Prime members now. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.